Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Matt Ryan is the Socceroos goalkeeper and for 4 years was the number one for Brighton before a move to Arsenal in January 2021. He's now made 3 appearances for the London Giants, including keeping a clean sheet against Newcastle in match week 34. So after a few caps for the Gunners, who better to catch up with him for this special episode than his predecessor for Australia, Optus Sports' Mark Schwarzer.
Matty, nice and simple, really. I just want to get a feel of what's it been like at Arsenal. How have you settled in? You've played 3 games now. You've got that under your belt. I did speak to you after your first game, which kind of didn't go to plan. The start of the game was not great, but in the end, you're a couple of months down the track and you've played 3 games. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, feeling real positive. Really enjoying the journey here and all the experiences, working with a top club like Arsenal and all that's involved with that, you know, the quality that we have on the pitch, the resources and the personnel, both on and off the pitch. Just really enjoying it all and, just tried to knuckle down, keep my head down and try and earn a couple of opportunities, which thankfully I have, and just tried to make the most of them.
You know, you're in a unique position, as are all footballers and everything else. However, yours is a little bit more special. Not many players get a chance to do it. So you signed for the club that you support. So that was one thing, right? So you must have been so excited and buzzing about the fact that you've signed for them. What's it like to actually play for them as being a proper fan?
Yeah. It's something that... I don't feel like I give proper acknowledgement to until I sort of have a conversation like this, you know, with yourself or with family or friends where I actually sort of say it out loud or I type it in a message where it's like, oh man, you know, you're actually doing something like this. It's, I always just fall back to it being like pretty cool, you know, with what I'm doing. And yeah, like you say, like being probably part of a small minuscule percentage of players, people that have been able to, yeah, play for their club that they grew up supporting as a kid. Like I said, it goes back to just being quite cool. And yeah, it's been a little bit of a process. Obviously started with a loss, then got a little bit better with a draw. And thankfully at the weekend had a, you know, first win and clean sheet. So sort of little milestones or accomplishments along the way, which I've sort of been playing out in my head that I wanted to achieve. So it's nice that sort of slowly but surely seem to be ticking the boxes of... yeah, creating some nice little moments along the way that I'll definitely remember for, you know, the rest of my life.
Yeah, to be fair, I've got a gripe with you as well, by the way. You helped an assist. You gave an assist against my old teammate. They need the points more than you guys. Come on, give them a break. What was that like?
It was a bit of a funny game. I definitely didn't go to sleep or wake up the next morning thinking that my biggest contribution for that match was going to be a flick-on header, you know, from an offensive set piece. But, whatever is needed by the team. But, sorry to say, you know, on a selfish point of view, you know, Fulham and their fight, relegation fight, you know, wasn't sort of in the, you know, the forefront of my mind, you know, so I wasn't, you know, trying to do any favours or anything for them. We were obviously trying to win the game for us and, make the best season that we can here. So, it was nice to get another opportunity that day and play at home as well at the Emirates, which was another thing that was going to be sort of I had in my mind in which I was hoping that I could get the opportunity to do. And thankfully I was able to do that and... it would have been perhaps better if there were going to be fans and all that in there as well. But, you know, such is the world we live in at the moment and just going about adjusting. And, like I said, just trying to make the most of every day that I'm here at the club and, trying to enjoy it.
You mentioned before you message people talking about it's Arsenal, you're at your boyhood club. Do you call them the Arsenal or it's just Arsenal?
I call them Arsenal. There's actually one mate that he calls them the Arsenal. So when I message him a couple of times, you know, I sort of refer back to them as the Arsenal, you know, for a favour for him. But it's just obviously Arsenal when I'm speaking to my friends and family more so. But yeah, you know, just to be here on a day-to-day basis representing the club, it's a real nice feeling.
You know, you when you made the move, a lot of questions were asked. You're in a difficult situation at Brighton. You've gone to Arsenal with a really big obstacle in front of you in Bert Leno, established German international. How have you approached the challenge? What's been your mindset when you've gone in there? I mean, I know you go in there with that attitude of trying to do your best every day, but is there an added kind of element to it because you know there's such a big obstacle in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there was a bit of disappointment around how things finished up there at Brighton. And then obviously this move came about and I couldn't quite easily resonate and understand that there would have been a public perception out there. You know, I was coming in as a number two and to a certain extent, obviously I was coming in here to provide, you know, more competition for Burn or, you know, backup and more competition for, you know, Alex and the other goalkeepers and all that as well. So I could understand why people perhaps could have drawn the conclusion that, yeah, you know, he's coming here as a number two and just wants to sort of take the foot off the pedal a little bit and just enjoy training, so to speak, and not push so hard. I guess I could see how people could draw that conclusion, but I think anyone that really knows me knows that that's not my style at all. And, you know, for myself, my motivation is to get out there on the pitch and, you know, perform. And that's the reason why, obviously, I sacrifice every aspect of my life away from, you know, my family and friends back in Australia, is to be across here and to be out there on the pitch and representing the club that I'm playing for. And obviously, I knew, you know, coming here that, you know, Arsenal, you know, had a great goalkeeper in Burn. You know, what he's done in his career is testament to the goalkeeper that he is today and the world-class goalkeeper that he is. But at the same time, I have self-belief in myself that I'm also a world-class goalkeeper. And, you know, I felt even though I was unsure if I was going to get any opportunities at all, I felt if those opportunities were going to come, I was confident that I could show that also. And I think in order to be able to do that, you know, on a day-to-day basis here, you really, you know, it's one thing saying it, but you really got to sort of train how you play, you know, treat every session like it's a match. And I think if you're able to do that and you're happy with your training levels, then when the opportunities come around on a match day, you know, through your preparation and doing well and all that, I think that's where your confidence stems from. And, you know, when the match days have come around, I felt like I've been in a good place, you know, in terms of my training performances, and thus I felt prepared to take full advantage of the opportunities that have come my way. So every opportunity I've had until now, I felt good and confident when I've been out there on the pitch. And you know, the feedback until now from the coaching staff in the games that I've played has been quite good. So I'm just trying to continue in the same fashion and continue to try tick the boxes with what the management is asking of the goalkeeper, you know, that is chosen to play. But, you know, Burn set such a high standard here for the rest of us to live up to, and, you know, it's good for us to have that as well as the benchmark, and we know that we have to give absolutely everything of ourselves to, you know, sustain that level or even maybe improve it a little bit more. And that's a challenge that I feel like I'm thriving on and really enjoying, and really, really enjoying testing myself in trying to obtain that day in, day out.
And that can be more difficult mid-season. You know, things are established, you're coming in, you're leaving one club, next day you're at another one. How's it been with the guys? I mean, there's a group of guys, I know a couple of the guys, David Luiz, William. How's the integration been? It seems like it's been pretty easy and pretty seamless. How's their response been to you now coming in at the club?
Yeah, obviously when I first arrived, being at a big club like this was sort of In respect to obviously all the other clubs I've been to, Arsenal is probably on a bit of another tier, so to speak, and having some big personalities and big stars that have been prominent in the game for a long time. And I was curious as to how these sort of personalities were going to be and all that. But since walking in, it's sort of been like any other club that I've been at. You know, they're real humble, real down to earth, real, you know, easy to get along with, easygoing. They're respectful to everyone. I sort of thought maybe coming in, you know, some guys would think that maybe they're above other guys through obviously the experiences that they've had and all that, but there seems to be a real level respect around the place that, you know, you don't get to a club like Arsenal unless you have, you know, good qualities and that you're able to, every opportunity that you get, you're able to perform, and you really feel that respect amongst the group. And you know, for me, the best way to gain the respect of a group is by, you know, production, and that's on, you know, production on the training pitch and then obviously in matches. And, you know, that's always my first motivation when I come in as well, is to come in and really produce on the pitch and put in some good performances and really announce yourself in that way to gain that respect quickly and that trust. And I think it's only going to do you, you know, good things moving forward individually within the team if you're able to achieved that quite early. And yeah, it's sort of been a bit of a bonus that I feel like I've sort of integrated in that way, and yeah, really enjoying the environment around here.
What was your biggest difference you felt from moving from Brighton to Arsenal? Yeah, we talk about the magnitude of the club. On a day-to-day training, I noticed a massive difference when I went from Fulham to Chelsea. There was a huge, huge difference the minute I walked through the door. Expectation, level of performance, and also tempo of the training. Have you noticed a big difference?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, all due respect to Brighton also. You know, they're a great club with great facilities, and they have some great players there as well. And, you know, I enjoyed the setup and the competitiveness there as also. But, yeah, like you touched on the magnitude of the clubs, you know. You know, the budget that obviously a club like Arsenal has and the resources that it has, and then obviously the players and the quality of players that can attract, you know, is probably no more evident than on the training pitch. You know, some of the individual qualities that are out there are like nothing I've ever seen before. And I think I've even improved that aspect, just being day in, day out with these sorts of players and witnessing what they're doing, you know, and the speed in what they're doing things and the demand from one another and all these types of things. They've all been little lessons in my time here thus far, which I felt has helped me grow as a goalkeeper also. And I think it's helped me even believe in myself even more, because when I'm out there on the training pitch day in, day out, and I'm able to be successful out there by stopping shots from the likes of these players that have been playing in some of the biggest games, you know, that the game has seen over their careers and all these types of stuff, and when I'm able to, yeah, stop shots from them and train well against them, it instills myself with more belief as well. And they're all little components that have added to, I guess, how I feel at the moment, and feeling quite confident and, you know, like I can do a job for the team.
So, okay, tell me, was that the best trick ever you've been done by a training by Pierre?
Oh, man.
Was it like, when you watched it back, I know you must be angry, right? I'd be angry at the time as well. But if you've watched it back and you go, that is special, it's just a shame I'm in there.
Trust you to have picked up on that one as well, and put it in the back pocket for another time. But today's the day.
That's not going away, mate. That's not going away.
I think there's a bit of a bias there. You know, he's obviously the big club marquee captain signing and all that. He has control of what's released through the video channels and all this type of stuff. I think I might have commented actually that I was patiently awaiting the save compilation and all that after that, which never came. So I'll have to get onto the guys about that, if it can be a bit of a delayed release. That's an example of the skill that these guys have. What he did to me there, he did me dirty there in that moment, and yeah, the world was able to see it. But you know, I'm happy to just sit in the background and, yeah, let my performances do the talking whilst he can take the limelight with all that type of stuff. So, roll up the sleeves and get on with it. You know, it's in the past, and hopefully next time he tries to do it, I'll found a couple of little techniques to help me out in that situation if it was to play out again.
David Luiz, when he was at Chelsea, he's a bit of a prankster, a bit of a joker. Has he done that at Arsenal? Has he impersonations? He did. He used to do me all the time.
Did he?
I came on to the Champions League final, semi-final, and I jogged on the pitch. You got to ask him about it, and he'll do it. Tell you, show me what it was like when he's got it on, and you'll see it. And to be fair, he was good. Has he done you yet?
Not that I've known. Maybe behind my back, yes. I'm not too sure.
That could be true.
Yeah, I'll have to ask. But no, he's a great character around the place. Always very vibrant, very relaxing. You know, when he was back involved in the squad last week against Villarreal, you know, such as our biggest game of the season, you could understand if there was going to be a lot of tense feelings around the place and all that. But he was there as a calming influence, and his joyful self, and you know, chanting along in an Arsenal chants on the bus and all that to get us all in a good mood and all these types of things. And you know, I think he has a positive influence on the group in that aspect. But yeah, I mean, you have been the topic of some sort of conversations with obviously your strict diet regime and all these types of stuff in the past. You know, I used you as a couple of ice-breaking conversations in the beginning when I first arrived, you know, to try to find some common ground with the guys to start up some conversations and stuff. So yeah, I appreciate your involvement on that side of things, mate.
Has he done you with a free kick yet?
I think actually the first or second day I arrived, we were training and we were on the pitch, we were doing a penalty shootout, and he tried to do me with a panenka. But thankfully I stood still and I caught it, so I was happy with that. But the other day when we were in Spain training, actually he done me with a top corner finish just in a small-sided game, which he reminded me about a couple of times. So, but no, he does have a, you know, he's obviously famous for that free kick in the World Cup, you know, where he got that ball to do some ridiculous things and all that. And he does practice it quite a bit in training, so doing my best to keep it out more often than it goes in.
Yeah, he did me at Fulham as well. When he was playing for Chelsea, he did me from about 35, 40 yards out. It was a free kick. It was the Premier League game, and I can't live that down, unfortunately. so finally, come the end of the season, obviously there are decisions to be made. Some decisions are out of your hand, some are not. Does that decision, whichever one you make, get any influence, or be influenced in any way, or by the fact that you're an Arsenal fan? Does it make it more difficult, or is that just really an added bonus if, say, for example, you were to stay?
In what regards? In terms of my future?
In the decision-making process come towards the end of the season. Or are you, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but it's kind of like interesting to hear how you would process that whole process thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously I'm going to give a generic answer, which perhaps you guys don't like or whatever, but I mean, that's really what I'm doing. You know, I'm just taking day by day at the minute. It's still early days. There's so much up in the air. But I'm a big believer, you know, if you do the job on the pitch, then everything else sorts itself out. And I'm honestly at that stage. I wish I could tell you something differently that's away from all these generic type answers, but cliche answers. But that's honestly where I'm at the minute. And I'm just really enjoying my football here with Arsenal. And I guess we'll see what happens, you know, moving forward. I wish I could add more, but at this current stage, I don't have any information, mate. I'm sorry.
Not public anyway. Listen, thank you very much for the conversation. I wish you all the best. Great to see you back playing. And long may it continue. And it'd be great to see you keep playing for Arsenal.
Cheers for watching. Appreciate it, mate. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
Thanks, mate.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.